The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You better be nice all the time because you never know who you're talking to. Welcome to Tuesday's The Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and I couldn't agree with you more on that message, Dana. Funny thing happened to me. It's going to get semi-name drop heavy right now.
You've been name dropping a lot since your little SNL appearance.
Oh, a little.
Anthony
yeah.
A.
A little SNL appearance.
Anyway.
So I was at dinner and when I was out there in New York, and I befriended a homie who we just started talking about our love for funny TikTok videos.
Oh, yeah.
And going back and forth about what's on our algorithm, like you would with any friend. And me and him started talking about deep sea videos and how he loves 80 toy TikTok videos. I don't really kind of know what that is, but it's his thing.
I don't know, but y'all definitely nerd out on TikTok.
Yeah, we nerded out hard, okay, dude. And we exchanged numbers. And while we're exchanging numbers, I was like, what's your social media, bro? And he's like, oh, I don't have social media really anymore because people, all they do is send me headshots and audition tapes. And I don't really want to do with that anymore.
Understandable.
That's what I said. I was like, oh, I get it. I didn't
Automatics is understandable because all the local rappers that hit him up. Can you listen to my song?
My inbox is full of nothing but new
Can
music.
You listen to my song?
Dude, so then I wake up the next day after making this new friend, Google my homie John Ryan Jr. He's the executive producer of Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger.
So I did not know I was talking
Kel's
to him.
Brother.
Huh?
He's Kel's brother.
No, that's another person, completely different. But this guy is Keenan's.
He's the guy who pays Keenan.
Yeah, he's Keenan's.
Oh.
Yeah, he's Keenan's business partner in his production company. And this was just crazy. So now we're friends. And it all started because I didn't know who I was talking to. I was just being nice to everybody.
Now you could be in Good Burger 3.
One time we were at this dinner, Dana and I was sitting next to this guy, and I'm talking to him through the entire dinner. And I finally ask him, I'm like, what do you do? And he says, I'm a Cargill. And I thought he said, I'm a car dealer. And,
yeah.
I was like, man, this is a pretty fancy place. You must sell a lot of cars. And he goes, no, I'm a Cargill. If you don't know what the Cargills are, they are one of the richest families in the world.
In the world.
So we had to, like, me and this dude became homies, and then he invited me to go on a fishing trip. And then I thought, what if they were going to sacrifice me?
He's not part of the Illuminati. His family just controls all the food in the world.
Yeah. And on that note, like, they really want me to go fishing with them, DC fishing, and I'm afraid.
Because you're afraid, because if you were out there, you would have been down.
I might have been the bait.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go with a shout out. National Eggplant Day, right? Anybody with... celebrate Tuesday.
Why does
eggplants?
That make me laugh?
Because of the emojis.
Very immature.
And the sexual innuendos that we have now with the eggplant. But I actually don't know anybody who eats eggplant.
Italians do.
Yes. Wait, Dana's mind's in the gutter right now, dog.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm staying silent because it is in the gutter, and we are in an FCC-regulated radio station. All right, it's also Black History Month. Very important. I want you to listen to Hottest Hashtags later. We're going to talk about the Texas Underground Railroad. Yeah, you didn't learn about that in school, did you? You'll learn about it here. Stand by for that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It might have been ladies' night last night at the Grammys, but Jay-Z stole the show. We're going to play some audio for you right now. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, This Story, and more. But first, famous people's birthdays.
We got Cristiano Ronaldo celebrating today, Neymar, Bobby Brown, and Kevin Gates.
I want to start off talking about Killer Mike, who was escorted out of Crypto Arena after winning 3 Grammys. They took him out in handcuffs. All because a security guard didn't recognize him.
The disrespect
he was trying to get to a seat.
That hip-hop gets from the Grammys year after year after year, it's so frustrating. The fact that the man just won Rap Album of the Year, he didn't get recognized, and then he gets walked out in handcuffs, it's an embarrassment to the Grammys.
We got to talk to Killer Mike recently about his music.
We rap for the most part about braggadocio shit. A lot of swagger.
Check that entire interview, please. Dana Cortez Show on YouTube. All right, now let's talk about the big wins. SZA, Miley Cyrus, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for her project Midnights. She's the only artist ever to score 4 in that category. But Jay-Z got on stage with his daughter Blue Ivy. You know, he got the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award. And he said this about his wife Beyonce, who, by the way, has won 32 Grammys.
We want y'all to get it right, at least get it close to right. You know, it's music and it's opinion based. I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys, never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work. Some of you are going to go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. some of you don't belong in the category.
I agree with him. Artists like Karol G, who we got to talk to, by the way, backstage, Peso Pluma, all these artists are just left off of the major categories, and I don't understand it.
The fact that the Grammy people get to vote nameless is the part that bothers me, because if you really were somebody who's an expert on music, then you would be proud to say, this is who I voted for.
There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Why is Usher calling Kim Kardashian his fairy god A&R? And how much money does she pay him for that Skims ad? Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We got Axl Rose celebrating today, Kim Kardashian's ex, Chris Humphries, celebrating, and it is the late, great Bob Marley's birthday. Can't wait to see Bob Marley One Love. It's going to be in theaters on February 14th.
Sad day when you only make birthdays because you're Kim Kardashian's ex.
I had to look it up. I wonder how much he's worth. He's still worth like $40 million.
I think she gave him most of that money in the divorce. All right. I'm going to start off talking about my girl, Karol G. I had a moment with her behind the scenes at the Grammys, and I forgot to play this. You know, not only did she just win her first Grammy, she made her acting debut in Griselda, which is produced by Sofia Vergara. It's currently one of the most streamed movies on Netflix. I asked her what was the difference between acting and making music. Here's what she had to say.
It's not that different. Like when I was studying like corporal expression and acting for my character in Griselda, and I would love to be the bad girl in the future in a movie, in a series, in whatever, I would love to.
She put that out in the universe. She's like, somebody call me. I'll be the next X-Man. I'll be whatever you need me to do. That led me to believe she liked acting.
Well, let me tell you, music money's cool and all, but that movie money hits different.
Just ask Ludacris. All right, now let's talk about Usher. He is the new face, or body, should I say, for Skims. How did this collab come about? So he invited some people to Vegas to listen to his new album. Kim Kardashian was one of them. And he said right after, she walked up and said, I want to do something to help you promote this project. I really think it's great. So she gave him a big fat check.
And how much of a fat check?
So that has not been disclosed yet.
Oh.
But it's that big, probably bigger than the one Chris Humphries got for sure. His new album, Coming Home, is going to drop 2 days before he performs at the Super Bowl.
And I just saw that Confessions just went diamond. That means that it's sold over 10 million.
Wow.
Usher is an icon. I cannot wait for the halftime show.
And the ladies are like, we can't wait for the next campaign.
I know that.
Check the photo of a very in-shape Usher at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We love the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Guess what? They got a new flavor. Hey. Food news is big today. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags. Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
First Hottest Hashtag, it is Black History Month, and I want to talk about the many enslaved people in the South who escaped to Mexico in the 1800s. Although for over a century, little was known about this, historians are uncovering more and more. One written account documents residents in a village in the state of Coahuila taking up arms to stop slave catchers sent into Mexico to retrieve their property. This included entire families. Many more accounts like this are finally being published. Now, I'm going to be real with you. Texas doesn't like to admit the Texas Revolution was really about these issues. You'll have to search outside of school textbooks to learn the Mexican-American War was also mostly about the settlers living in the state of Texas, which was in Mexico, and other southern states, keeping slaves. Texas was the last southern state to end slavery when General Robert E. Lee surrendered. Slaves were finally freed in Texas on June 19th, 1885. I grew up in Texas. Always knew about Juneteenth, which is June 19th. It just became known around the country, around the world, the past few years. So do your Googles today and learn about the Texas Underground Railroad. Food news, DJ Automatic.
We all love Cheetos, and they got a brand new flavor. You guys ready to try Cheetos Crunchy Buffalo?
Oh, yeah.
It tastes like buffalo sauce.
That sounds good to me. Imagine dipping them in ranch.
Hello.
Well, they actually have them in the picture here with carrots and celery.
Oh.
I like eating the carrots and celery when I eat my buffalo wings, but
no,
with a Cheeto?
Cheetos are not chips.
Yeah, dude. Whoever's a photographer for that marketing plan didn't think too far out. I get it, but no.
Health is not on your mind. Yeah, when you're eating a bag of Cheetos.
I want to go over that bag of Cheetos, baby. They should have put a big old thing of ranch dressing right next
That's
to it. I'm with
saying.
You, Dana. Hell
That's
yeah,
what
dog.
I'm saying. They should have done a combo with Hidden Valley. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go in and shout out National Chopstick Day. Yes, dude. Mmm.
Dana doesn't know how to use them. She's a full grown woman that can't use chopsticks. She has, when we go eat Chinese, she's like, can I get a fork?
Or
oh,
sushi.
No.
But what? And you make fun of me every time. There's a lot of people like me who are chopstick challenged and go for the fork.
Shout out to the restaurants that have
chopstick challenged.
That have like the chopsticks with like the training wheels on them.
Yeah,
that's cool. I love those ones.
I put Dana on those.
Hey.
Our daughter can use chopsticks and Dana can't.
Whatever. All right.
Of course, one more time. Shout out Black History Month as well.
Yes, please.
Too.
Once again, I need you to Google Texas Underground Railroad and really learn the true history. Like I said, you probably won't find it in your school textbook.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.